I'm Chip Wood, our guest, Dr. Peter Beter from Washington, D.C., and you're on Ring Radio with him.
I got to say, when I dialed in, I was greatly skeptical, but I've been sitting here listening, and now I guess you pretty much turned me around with your comments about Schlesinger and Brown and Brzezinski and Blumenthal. I've been watching the National Security Council gather rapid reaction military forces under their authority now for the last 2 years, and I think they're getting into a position where they can, in fact, make a first strike at Russia, or at least they can try. But I want to play devil's advocate for a minute with your guest, Chip. Lyndon LaRouche has said that one method that the Rockefeller machine has of discrediting people like himself is to fund and direct people who go so much farther to the extremes than he is that the average person discounts the entire line of talk. And I'm wondering if your guest has heard of this technique and if he can say anything that would convince me that he's not throwing up a screen trying to make me think that David Rockefeller is ineffective when in fact he isn't.
That's a very good question, and I have a high regard for LaRouche.
You do?
There is a danger that when you try to tell the truth and bring out how awful the situation is today, people will tend to be turned off. And also, there will be people who would just not believe it. That is a danger. However, I'm not playing to the public today. I'm really recording history that is going on behind the scenes. Actually, I could care less whether people believe me or not. I know that what I'm saying is absolutely true. I do know that the intelligence community is frustrated at the present time in that, for example, the Army intelligence cannot get their intelligence reports up to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And this has been going on ever since Kissinger and his cohorts, the BBBS boys, have been in power. And that is the reason why I had to meet with General George Brown, who was then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I did give him information which he had not been getting from the British and from Canadian intelligence.
Dr. Beter, let me interrupt. By the way, you said something that I simply don't believe. You said you don't care whether people listen to you or not. You must care. Believing what you believe, you must care.
Well, I correct myself. I did misspeak. But it's a point that I must get the news out so that people will at least know that these things are taking place. I'm really an historian. And after all, no one will know, for example, what has happened to Rudolf Hess until they really realize many years later that the man in Spandau prison is not Rudolf Hess, that the real Rudolf Hess died 4 years ago in Germany, and that he was a double agent, or rather an agent of British intelligence. Same way here with Kissinger's papers. Those things that he is trying the late Henry Kissinger is trying to prevent the American public from knowing what actually took place when he was here in the government. And so I don't want these things to come out 5, 10, 15, 25 years from now. I want them to know that these things are going on right now. I want the American people to be treated not as children, but as full United States citizens. And these people who are in the government today are actually non-elected officials, like Brzezinski, and Schlesinger, and Brown, and Blumenthal. These people here in centers of power here in Washington are actually running the government, with Carter racked with cancer, down there in off of Georgia, trying to preserve his life, trying to do everything he can to preserve his health, while these four boys and their cohorts here are really running the country today.
Okay, Dr. Beter, you've shared with us one of the most extraordinary theories that anyone's ever heard on Ring Radio. A lot of folks want to talk to you. If you want to get on the line, it's 261-9764, and we'll take those questions right after this.